The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back at it on a Friday morning here, 96.5, the Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you on a glorious, glorious Friday. First U.S. soccer game of the tournament takes place today. You can go hang out with Rob and Carrington. They're going to be at the Peanut watching this one with everybody else. So go join them today. Where are they? Which Peanut are they going to be at today? Northland?
Yep.
Starting at 2 o'clock. And it's all brought to you by Security Bank of Kansas City, boldly local since 1933, and truly the official seltzer of U.S. soccer. So show up at the Peanut in Northland today, beginning at 2. Prizes and all kinds of good stuff to give away.
Somebody's hall pass came in a little bit late. Says my hall pass would be Mayor McCheese.
That's a good one. Mayor McCheese. I love it.
What is
fantastic.
That
fantastic? McDonald's.
Oh, I thought it, like, somebody called a guy Mayor McCheese. I don't know the reference. But let's get to Mark Turgeon here on 96.5 The Fan. Mark, how have you been enjoying these NBA finals?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. I felt bad for the Spurs the other night. Thought they should have won the game, and you could feel it coming on the whole time. I think it would have been great for the NBA to have it 2-2 going back to San Francisco or San Antonio. But give the Knicks credit. Jalen Brunson's something else. OG was great. So it's just great for basketball. You want exciting games, and of course everybody's into it because the Knicks are in it, and yeah, this Wemby guy is special and fun to watch. So it's been great. And we got to keep up with the hockey because the hockey's been a great series too. So you love when the basketball's doing great and people are talking about it.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And you mentioned the Knicks being in it. It does add to it. It matters that the Knicks are in it. It's completely different than everything else.
Yeah, you look at the ratings for TV and it's been 20 years or whatever it's been, or 15 years since they've had ratings like this. So yeah. And then, you know, all the celebrities getting involved and just the whole city and all the watch parties and everything. Now they've lost their mind a little bit, the way they act. But, you know, it has been good that New York's in it. And I think it's brought more attention to it. And, you know, not only in the States, but worldwide, it's been good because it's an international game. And to have a series like this and have the Knicks in it, it's been great.
Mark Turgeon, UMKC head coach, with us talking a little NBA. We'll get into some UMKC stuff because I know you guys are back at it already. There's no off time for you or anything like that at the college level. But if you're coaching the San Antonio Spurs, what do you say after blowing a 29-point lead to get them back to play this thing again? Because this is Denkinger all over again, man. The blown call, and then game 7 happens. Royals win 11-0. This has got kind of that feel to it, I think.
Yeah, you know, don't know. They got a young team, and so young kids wake up the next day and they're like, "What's for breakfast?" You know, they're not really worried about what happened the night before. So they bounce back all year. I expect them to bounce back. Their arena will be full. They'll be back in their team. We'll see when it gets tough. You know, when it gets tough, we'll see how they respond during the game. But they should have won both games. They really should have won game 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know they can win games. They know they can win the next 3. Now, whether when it gets tough, if they're tough enough to fight through it and do it, but they got to play a little bit smarter when the game's on the line. That'll be the key, but it's tough. Yeah, I don't know what I would say. I know what I would have tried to say during blowing the 29-point lead. I don't know if I'd have been able to stop it, but I know what I've been trying to say to the team, and it's just unfortunate. But the Knicks did it to Cleveland. That building gets pretty loud, and Jalen Brunson just does what he does, makes incredible shots when he has to make them.
What would you have been saying during that, you know, that lead getting blown?
Well, the Larry Brown in me would have been like, "Hey guys, you know, we're not trying to make this close. We got to keep playing." They started walking it up and doing things and got a little cautious. And, you know, there's a point where you got to be cautious. You're up 12 with 2 to go, but you're always trying to win. You know, you're up 10, you're trying to win by 16. You're up 16, you're trying to win by 20. If you have that approach, then you keep attacking. And they have young kids. It's easy for me to say. I'm watching it on my couch in Kansas City. Yeah, that's always my approach when we have a lead, is and it doesn't always work, but you've got to have a mindset that this doesn't need to be close. We're still trying to attack. And, you know, whether the guys do it and whether you make shots or not, you know, there were a couple quick shots that they missed that they made in the first half. So, but in the end, they didn't guard anybody.
No.
And defensively, they just have to be better than they were. They tried to zone late, and that didn't work. Tried to keep Wimby by the rim. But sometimes you just can't stop it, and it's not meant to be. But they'll learn from it. They're a young team. He's a great coach, and they'll get better because of it.
This is Mark Turgeon, the head coach of the UMKC Ruse basketball team. Mark, the hell with New York, the hell with San Antonio. Let's talk Kansas City. What's going on with the boys on the hardwood for your program that you're heading up over there?
Well, we got started this week. We got 12 of the 14 that we signed in.
Nice.
10 are practicing. It was a great week. Like my team. We're a little bit younger than I would like to be in today's world. You know, everybody's like, you got to get older with the portal. But for me to afford a team, I had to sign a lot of young kids. But I signed some really talented young players, and they've been great. I think 8 of the 10 guys that are really practicing for me, it's their first time in college practice, and they're doing a great job. So we have 8 young guys. We have 6 veterans. It's going to be a good mix. We're off to a good start. Very coachable, talented, skilled, smart basketball players. So it's a big summer for us on the court, in the weight room, team bonding, all that kind of stuff. We're all new. The whole staff's new. All the players are new. So it's a big 8 weeks for us to really grow our program and get better.
Did you ever think you'd be uttering the phrases, to afford a team, I had to go younger? I mean, my God, where it's changed, right?
Yeah, it's funny, and I knew getting back into it, this is what it was going to be like, and so I embraced it. I love the challenge of it. Now, high school kids are way under recruited. And so I was able to get some really good players. And now it's up to me to figure out how to keep them. And, I'm not going to keep them all. We're going to make them better. And, but no, it's a different world. But we made a commitment here at UMKC, and the city's jumped on board. We got a lot of great stuff going. Like, we're redoing the offices here at Sweeney. We're doing the locker room. There's a meeting room for us in women's basketball that's going to get done. The city donated money at municipal for us for offices and meeting rooms. So there's a lot of great things going on. We've raised money to help with NIL. People are on board. So it's fun. I didn't just come here to win games and hopefully figure out a way to win 3 games to get to the NCAA tournament, but I want to build a sustainable program. One that's not just good in the Summit League, but it's good nationally. So we're just getting started. But I have unbelievable vision and goals and dreams for this place. And just because I'm a little bit older, I got to do it quickly. So, but it's off to a great start. Dr. Martin, Chancellor Agarwal, they've been great. Leadership's been great. So we're on our way. We're not going to win 30 games next year. But we're going to be competitive. We're going to be fun to watch. And, you know, I need Kansas City to come out and buy season tickets when they go on sale. We need a great fan base down at Municipal, and all that stuff helps you build your program.
Heck yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you coming on and spreading the word and getting the word out about the UMKC program. We're excited to watch those guys play this year. And we appreciate you coming on, Mark. Have a good day and enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Such a nice spoken, voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet it's different when the game starts.
I would imagine. Yeah, absolutely. But think about that. Afford a team. In order to afford a team, I had to go with younger players. And, you know, that's probably going to be the new route for high school players, I would imagine. You're not going to get into the schools, it appears, like a KU or a Duke or anything like that, because they're more invested into the portal and getting some of the older players. And that does open doors for a program like UMKC to probably get better freshmen than they ever had before, because a lot of these bigger time programs just aren't recruiting recruiting those guys because they don't find it worth it to recruit freshmen.
Sports Hills You Will Die On and Mac and LeBron James agree on the same opinion here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty.
Brett Veach has the most underrated chest I've ever seen.
On your
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.